Hello, this is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I'm talking to you about the last element, element 14 of the accountability program. And this is a very broad topic, but I'm going to try and make it simple for you. It is physical and or emotional pain and suffering. So as you see, why we put that into one category is it's interdependent on each other. So if somebody has pain, like chronic pain, to give you an example, somebody has back pain, and from all the, whatever the reason is, whether it's a herniated disc or whether it's spinal stenosis, any of these things. So what we want people to kind of go inwards and estimate is for the 24-hour cycle, zero would be the worst, no, none at all, sorry. And the 10 would be the worst pain. That means they're so much in pain that their whole day was miserable. Now, emotional pain, what does that mean? That means, again, is how much of anxiety did that person experience for that day? Was it all day? Was it, you know, some parts of the day? And so sometimes emotional pain can also increase your chronic pain. So if you're anxious, then it will make your back pain worse. And the other way around. So if somebody has back pain so severe for some reason that day, they would be so anxious and depressed and uncomfortable and sad. So just, and this could be with medications which are been prescribed to you, like nerve pain medications and things like that, or even as needed, like Tylenol, Advil, anything. So it'll give you an understanding of yourself as to how many times a day did you take it or did you not have to take it for that 24-hour cycle. And that would encourage you to also use these tools, if you did any of them, to maintain your emotional state at a neutral level or a calm level. Did that affect your physical pain and the other way around? So it's just kind of like an idea about knowing yourself as you go from day to day about what affects you and what brings out this pain, or which is physical or emotional.